What's good, y'all? I'm Sife.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Hopefully you are staying
high and right.
And positive vibes as always. Hopefully you're also having a better freaking week than Aaron Rodgers is having.
Oh, my.
Oh, shit. But hopefully everybody's doing okay. We're glad that you are able to join us this episode. If you would like to reach out to us, look in the description of our podcast, anywhere you decide to listen to our podcast. We do appreciate it. Any topics, any funny news, any discussions, anything that's happening in your life you would like to share with us or comment on, please don't be bashful. Don't be shy.
Yeah,
baby. So what's been going on? What's been happening?
Grab your pipe and your tea and let's get started. Right?
Is that we working on a new one now?
I don't know.
Oh, yes. A ghost is in the house. He's laying on Gina like a lap dog, even though he's like a 60-pound freaking dog.
Yeah. And he can't let go of my hands.
All right, baby, even though your baby is distracting you, what's been going on here lately? What's been new? They haven't heard from us in a couple weeks.
Let's see. I've had a lot of doctor's appointments. Yay.
Make me spit out my drink. What the hell?
The first one was the OBGYN.
Oh, God. Are you going to tell this?
Yeah, I will.
Fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. If you do have children, parental discretion is about to be advised.
This is what happens in the gynos. Okay, so.
This is going to fuck around and be a new segment. This is what happens in the gynos. Talk about it. People are listening. They're waiting. They're like, damn, we starting with this kind of energy already? Only 2 minutes into this bitch.
So, I go to the doctor, and my doctor has known me since I was pretty much almost 16.
Yeah.
Because I got pregnant young. And so, he's been my doctor ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's been a family friend. My father's company, when it was around, remodeled all of, his offices. So, he's been in the family.
So he knows everybody's twats in the family, huh?
Right. No, actually, I'm the only one that goes to
him. I'm kidding, I know.
I think I'm the only one that goes to him.
Okay.
But anyways, so he's always real fun. He always says, how's your dad? I don't know. He's not talking to me again.
For those of you that have been keeping up with the podcast, you already know what time it is with that shit. Yeah. I don't know what that nigga had, man.
Last I knew, he's fine.
Oh, man.
He said, again? Yeah.
That's fucked up. Even your OB, it's like, again.
I said he's been around forever.
Yeah, yeah.
So we he decided, because I wasn't going in planning on getting anything touched. And
unlike your dog right now.
Stop. So yeah, I wasn't planning on, I was just going into chit chat. And, so I end up having to get a gown on and everything and do all this stuff. And, I haven't seen him for 5 years after my hysterectomy. So I was just like, whatever.
Mm.
He knew why. You know, I was good. I only come to see you if something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but now that we're getting into advancing ages, I've been saying, hey, man, we got to get more proactive about our health and stuff.
So, yeah, it started there.
Mm-hmm.
We go in, or no, he comes in. What was it? He goes in. Jesus.
Oh, excuse me. I wasn't ready for that. Yeah. All right, keep telling the story. This is what happens in the gynos.
He goes in. He's worried about a whole bunch of things on me. So I'm like, great. I'm like, I might not care, but I might care. How bad is it? He said, well, I'm going to send you to a surgeon to get a biopsy. I'm like, whoa. That's a little fast. Can't we just talk about stuff first?
Oh my God.
So then he asks me.
I love how you're telling this all out of sequence.
It is all out of sequence. It's like 1, 2, 5, 7, 1, 3.
I'm just leaving it for what it is for the listener, man. What? She need a biopsy on her pussy? What's going on here?
Not there. My neck.
Just to clear that up for you. I got your back, baby. I got your back. My back.
Everything's a kinkle and a crack. So I so then he wants to do, so now I'm jumping around again, so he's done with my neck. So yeah, he already went in, but he's like, can I check your bottom or rectum? I don't know what he says. And I says, well, I mean, I guess if you can be really politely about it. And both of them just started dying laughing. Oh, and I'm like, God. I'm so dead serious. You be fucking nice. That's my ass. And I'm just not inclined of having your finger in it.
Oh, come on now.
So be polite. And they're like, nobody's ever said be polite.
There's been more interesting things up there in the past. I mean.
No. Not anything.
Such as yesterday. No,
that was, what was yesterday? Jeez, I can't remember yesterday. We napped.
Oh, shit. That's what you think. You wonder why your back hurt.
I know. I sleep through everything. You can't wake me.
I'm kidding. But, yes. So, he sticks his finger in your asshole.
Yeah, that wasn't cool. He was very polite about it, though. It just wasn't cool.
Tell him to dim the lights. Turn on some mood music.
They had enough of me after I asked for it politely. Oh, man. So then I have to go back, or I had to go to my normal doctor because I'm not getting a biopsy unless somebody else says I need something.
You forgot one thing.
Oh, what'd I forget? I usually do.
And it's something that I didn't need reaffirmation of because I knew it already.
Oh.
Don't leave it all out. Tell him.
He said, your vagina's looking really beautiful.
Oh, I told you guys.
I'm like, oh, thank you.
I told you, parental discretion is advised right now.
Oh, I was
like, I didn't need any confirmation. Shocked. Man. Like, well, oh, that was hilarious. When she told me that, I was sitting back reading too. And she said that, and I stopped dead in my tracks and looked at her like, what? Well, I knew that already.
Yeah, well, he confirmed it.
By a medical professional.
Yeah.
All right, so you go to your other quack, I mean doctor.
Yes, my other, I just hang out with him too.
He's one of those doctors, ladies and gentlemen, we don't disclose names, but he is definitely one of those doctors. Yeah, well, yeah. He's one of those motherfuckers, man. If you need a drug dealer for a doctor, this is the motherfucker you go to. Hey, yo, man, I need some oxys. All right, I got you. Here you go.
He sits in his office.
Even though you don't take him yourself out there swerving the streets, man. Don't get me started. And I ain't incriminating myself either, ladies and gentlemen. Relax.
Yeah, he plays his electric guitar in his office.
This should tell you. I started with quack for a reason.
And he pretends like I'm brand new, or like I'm a brand new patient every time I come in. And I've been going with, or been going to him for...
last few years now.
10, 11 years.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't been that long?
Since Clarebridge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. I think it was...
sorry, well, okay.
2010.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah. But I'm brand new every time. So... So I go in there and he's like, what is going on? And I said, no, I'm just rattling everything off. I said, well, you take that out. I said, my OB wants me to have a biopsy on, you know, this lump in my neck. And I don't know what the fuck he called it, but it wasn't the lymph node. It wasn't the
you was making up thyroid. All kind of names that didn't even make sense. I'm like, what are you talking
and
about?
He said something. I swear it started with a P. And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, you know, the other side's swollen too. And I'm like, Well, not as much.
So, trying to debate at that point.
So now I have to go to CT. My OB made me also go get a mammogram. And I'm like,
gotta look at them titties.
I'm like, I got a mammogram.
Show them to me. Show them to me.
About 5-6 years ago.
Unclasp your bra and let them puppies free. My bad. I'm waiting.
Well, back then when I had it done.
Go ahead and flash them on the podcast, honey.
I'll flash
them. Not like there's no video anyway. Right.
Maybe there is. So
only fan. No,
we can't give that out.
Yeah, not yet.
They have to find us.
Not yet. See some BBC. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. So,
I what? We ain't playing that deep. Okay, so the last time I went was 5 or 6 years ago because I was having all those issues with the
other stuff.
It was a procedure that I had done when I was young.
Other stuff, yeah.
And it equated to a whole fucked up body. So by the time I was able to get that out was probably about, 12, 14 years later. So, yeah. About 14 years later. Uh-huh. And so it totally wreaked havoc on my body. So he sends me to the, where did he send me now? Where am I at? I don't know where I'm at in my fucking story. Oh, the boob people. Okay, so he sends me to the boob people.
Radiology.
5-6 years ago. And they couldn't touch me. Because it was
everything was sore and tendon hurting and shit,
it was,
man.
So sore they couldn't even do it. So they had to do a sonogram.
I had to lick them gently.
And I was really surprised this time. There was no pain, nothing like that. So it's not too bad, girls. Go get it done if you got to get it done. We're getting old. So,
hey, man, it is what it is, fellas. I'm just saying.
We want to be around for this grandchildren.
I don't know about that shit. Yeah. But for real, yeah, make sure you do what you got to do, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah, man. Make sure your body's tight, man. Best you can. It may not look tight no more, but make sure it's tight. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, make it fun. Like, I was laughing at the lady. I was like, because she was putting me on these weird, angles and doing all this shit. She's go this way. Nope, go put that body part that way.
The way you was demonstrating it to me looked like a burlesque show or something. So working on these Victoria's Secret poses and shit.
So I'm like, is this good? Do you think my yoga's working out? She goes, oh, yoga's so good for you. I'm like, yeah, it is. Is it? Can you see it?
Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see her right now, but Gina is cocked back with her back arched up with her titty pointed to the side.
Put your arm back there. Put that arm way over there.
Has my yoga been working out, really? That bitch knew you was doing yoga.
Well, shit. I don't see other people trying to mend those moves because I'm like, you're killing my fucking back, lady. Jesus. What is this? Can't you just flash a picture and we're good? I'll give you a picture of
them. This ain't Playboy. This is your livelihood. All angles.
So, yeah, that was interesting. So make it fun.
That's your motto. That's your message to the women listeners.
Yeah, you got to get shit done. Just make it fun for yourself. We're in pain, so what? Make it fun. Get high, go in.
I'm scared to say that shit.
You best believe what I did. I wouldn't have been able to do that. You could apply that to any aspect of your life.
Yeah. You could apply that to any aspect of your life. Get high and go in, whether it's work, whether it's getting your asshole checked. Yeah. All across the board, just get high and go in, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it.
That's the motto of life. There's a new coined phrase. Shit. Trademark pending. Holy shit, man.
So, yeah, it's been a crazy 2 weeks with that aspect.
That ass.
That ass. Aspect.
Oh, man. That's funny shit. But you got through it. You did what you had to do. So
yeah, I got the CT next week, so we'll see what that shows so I don't have to get cut open.
It's going to show a couple screws loose in your dome.
Good. Then maybe they can tighten them.
It's going to show. Needs to tighten them. Hopefully you guys are having a good weekend. Thank you for checking out the podcast as always. What else has been going on out here in these streets, baby? Anything that you've seen exciting or interesting in the news? We got a new infrastructure bill.
Yeah, you can talk all about it.
I'm not bringing up no politics. Read it yourself. Google it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Oh, man. But everybody, I hope you're having a good weekend right now, or a good week whenever you decide to listen to us. Hopefully you're finding one reason to smile each and every day, even though we're going through some trying times these days. So wherever you're listening from in the world, man, count your days, count your blessings, and just be appreciative of the fact that even though life may be kind of shitty at times and shitty sometimes, and maybe you're in a dark place right now, you are still alive, baby.
Yep.
You're still alive, man. Keep going.
You still have a purpose.
Yeah. Keep going. You may not know what it is, but in due time.
I still don't know. Man. I have an idea, but I still don't know.
I know what mine is. I know exactly what mine is.
To be my man. I know.
Oh, shit. Now you just start. You know what? You just started some shit.
Did I?
You did, man.
Whoops.
An interesting topic came up at work the other day.
Oh, yeah?
About men, and I'm going to ask your opinion on this.
Okay.
About men that change their last names in marriage to their wife's last name. How do you feel about that? Reaction. Hot take.
That's some funny business.
Why do you consider it funny business? Maybe he really loves his wife and he says he don't give a fuck about his last name because technically we ain't supposed to have no last names any damn way if you want to break it all the way down, but
okay.
Last name X. Let's go. No, but what do you think about that?
This is strange.
Why is that strange? Because it's going against the traditional norm. But what is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to even be?
I mean, I agree, yes, traditional norm, but it's like, I support you, and I do all this stuff for you, but you protect me.
Okay.
You keep me protected, so why wouldn't I
got bullets, yeah.
Want to make that known in the universe that you protect me, so that's why I would take your name. If you fail at it, then we divorced, and I just go to back to another name. Done that a couple times.
All the way back to the maiden name. Fuck it.
No, I'm not even going back to that. I am going to find another name that just
excuse me
makes me tick.
Then why don't you, like I said, X. Holy shit. So that's your take on it, huh?
I do.
Man, me, honestly, I don't care. Do whatever you want with your name. I don't care either way. Now, I'm not changing my name.
No, I don't want to.
That's never happening. I'm too old to keep a shit anyway. But if that's what a man decides to do, I guess, you know.
I don't know. It's strange. Anybody can do whatever they want. I don't give two fucks. I'm not. I'll do it how I'm going to do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, it's up to anybody. It's up to their own individual discretion on what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but just challenging the social norms, so to speak, in air quotes.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Social norm is weird in the first place.
How do you even classify what that even is anymore?
Right.
Because I always talk about all the time how everybody is their own universe.
Mm-hmm.
When I get into my geeky bag off mic.
Yep.
Yeah, we're all our own individual universes, so, I mean, shit, fuck it, man.
That's your own
everything
energy.
That's in between your ears, yeah, that's mm-hmm. your own universe.
Yeah.
Everybody lives in their own zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just all got to work together in harmony like COVID does.
Yeah, COVID's been great for us. It hasn't bit me in the ass.
Oh.
So, I am thankful for that. Ugh.
Yes, but also to the listeners that are listening that have suffered any loss of family, friends, or loved one due to the pandemic, we do sympathize with you guys, man. Mm-hmm. Or have been affected by it, whether not even just through, you know, health reasons. It could be you lost your job. It could be any of a number of things that you could be dealing with right now.
Not wanting to get the shot, being yeah, tired.
We talked about that
There's
just recently.
A lot of those things that yeah. are just, I don't know, it's just not.
And a lot of parents are going to be faced with it too eventually with kids going to school. I mean, I even brought up the aspect of it talking to other people. You know, what if your kid wants to continue to play sports at school and they make it mandatory for your kid to get the shot mm-hmm. to play sports like professional sports is doing? I mean, you got examples out there right now of individuals that have taken a stand against getting vaccinated, like Kyrie Irving, Aaron mm-hmm. Rodgers, you know.
Well,
name
I mean, our
examples,
our state's actually stepped up and they filed
yeah.
the lawsuit.
There's a lawsuit going now.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm glad they did that yeah. because we have a lot of workers that need to work.
Yeah.
And if that shuts down, our whole city shuts down.
Yeah, I talked about it like, shout out to Detroit. This ain't a diss. But where we live at, yeah, Wichita would turn into Detroit real fast if certain industries went out of business here.
Mm-hmm.
The old Detroit. Now, the new Detroit, I heard, is getting it popping. Ooh. Yeah, the rebuild process. So shout out to the listeners out there in Detroit, some of my homies out there representing.
Very nice.
What up, Derek?
Hi.
Ah, man. But yes, so if you are going through some of those things, all of us are faced with these types of fucking decisions and all these pressures and so to speak, if that's how you feel about it. Now, I'm not for it. I'm not against it at the same time. You do what you need to do to take care yeah. of you and your family, and that's what it is. You know, that's how I look at it. It's your yeah. own, your own universe.
You gotta survive it.
Yeah, and who cares about other people's opinions on whether you decide to get vaccinated or not vaccinated, mm-hmm. man? It has nothing to do with any of that
stuff.
It is
nobody's business.
Just like I don't...
That is a HIPAA. That is nobody's fucking business.
Oh, don't do that.
It is.
Don't do that. Don't,
nobody's
don't
business.
HIPAA. Don't HIPAA, people.
Somebody but you're asked right, me, and I'm like, what'd you say? What'd you say?
Excuse me.
I'm not going to answer. It's not their business.
No, not to an individual. They suck a dick. That's
I don't
how
care.
I feel about like,
I'm saying to anybody.
You're not a medical professional. You ain't none of that shit. You don't need to know my fucking business. The end. If you feel like a certain way, oh, you can't come in unless you present your vaccination card, your CDC card. Suck a dick. Mm-hmm. For real.
And that's California started that. Where you can't enter any place without
oh, yeah.
your ID card.
There's a lot of places like that. New York's that way. There's a lot of other places that have been implementing that.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. And, you know, international travel is what it is now.
Shit.
You know. And so, I mean, those are a lot of those things that people aren't really talking about when it comes to the vaccination, at least from some of the outlets that I listen to and people that I, you know, check for every now and then. I mean, you got to look at the decisions, not even just with your kids, but not just with your family. But if you want to continue to travel the world, maybe you haven't traveled the world yet and you may be against the vaccine. There's a lot of shit that people are forced to have to think about
yeah.
on what they want to do. You know,
if I'm not able to go to the store, city better not be pissed off when I go buy a cow and a goddamn chicken. I will do what I got to do to eat.
And you gonna fuck around and that cow gonna get murked in the front yard and drug away like, thanks, stupid.
He'll be in the backyard. We're good.
I ain't got time to sit up and patrol all hours of the night watching a damn cow. Shit. Oh, man. But these are things that people are forced to think about.
Mm-hmm.
You can't avoid it. You got to think about those things. What if your child in the future... or one of your family members or best friends, loved ones, moves to another country.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go visit them. You know, there's a lot of variations of this shit that sucks. But, I mean, unfortunately, that's the reality that we're living in right now. So, don't feel like you're alone. It is a lot of pressure. It is
and
some bullshit.
Make this new shit normal. Just stick with your beliefs and do what you need to do.
And don't worry about the person next to you and their beliefs and opinions either. Worry about your own.
Yep. Theirs don't matter.
Yeah. And yours don't matter either.
Yep.
So
make them matter to you.
Yeah. Okay. When you going to run for president? 2024? Is that what we going to do? Gina 2024, y'all. Don't make me start a hashtag and people go start looking up, who is this Gina 2024?
I know.
I will make you trend.
Make me not.
I will pay for campaigns. I will. I start a whole page on your ass and you won't even know it.
And all those people in Congress and all them, they would not.
Man, listen, Joe Exotic got votes. Why would you? Just saying.
I'm still trying to figure out who his fan base was.
Well, we don't live too far from him. I
mean, probably.
We don't. The motherfuckers in Oklahoma. That's only 45 minutes away.
And what is he saying now that he has cancer or something?
I don't know what's going on with that dude, but I know he's got another show coming out, I think.
I heard season two or something.
Yeah, and Carol Baskin is suing right now. Carol Baskin, that goddamn Carol Baskin is suing because they use her image and likeness in the trailer. She's already pissed. She's already mad.
Likeness is not her, so I don't see how she's going to win that one.
Well, I mean, shit, good luck. That's like some deep pockets of Netflix. That's like a
documentary. And?
Mad as hell, boy. But yeah, I guess it's supposed to be a part two. If you guys have never seen Tiger King, you are missing out on classic middle American dysfunctional white people. Right? Narcissistic as they want to be, fucking crazy. So if you never watched it, you gotta go and watch this.
He does remind me of my father in a
way. Oh my god, why are you doing this right now?
If my father was minus
the homosexuality
extreme,
but, yeah. I mean, I see where you're going with this.
He would be a perfect fit for him. They would be like two peas in a pod.
Oh, they would have been best friends.
They would have been best friends.
I'll shoot a person before I shoot one of my tigers. And then the next clip, you stupid bitch, get over here. Get over here.
Like,
oh, man.
Dad, something's wrong with the horse. No, he's just fine. We've checked him every day. Oh, okay.
Motherfucker laying dead the next day. Oh, man. But yeah, man, that shit is going on too, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he got votes. Okay. You can get votes too. Gina 2024. Holla at your boy. Mm-mm. I need to post a clip up too, you guys. If you want to check us out on our Instagram, which we haven't been posting too much here lately. We've been busy and shit, but we'll throw little clips up here and there. We're also on TikTok. It's also in the description. But Gina still ain't gave me no cornrows yet. She's got to work on that. So I'm going to post a clip of her observing my gray hairs.
There is no gray hairs.
She's looking at my gray hairs, y'all.
There wasn't none. He's like so just delusional.
Now I'm delusional.
There's no hairs on his head. He's got a few on your little chin hairs. And that's it.
I was about to say, what you getting ready to say? He's got a few on his little what?
I wouldn't do that to you.
Woo! No, man, I got some gray hairs on my head. I earned them, though. Shit, they there, man. But I'm going to post a clip of her talking shit. And she still ain't learned how to braid my hair.
No. It's okay.
No, it ain't, man.
It's saving my arthritis.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I got long hair, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know. I'm one of those brothers with long hair.
I have arthritis everywhere.
And she won't let me cut it off because her statement is, you're going to keep it while you still have it. So, fucked up shit, man.
You'll be fine.
I hate to see how you're going to react when I do finally shave this shit off without your permission. You'll love it, too. You're going to be like, damn.
No.
He do look good with short hair. Yes, I do.
I like to grab your hair.
I got track records out
no.
Here.
You do. I'm sure.
I tried to sneak that in there, y'all. It's documented. Yes, but she told me I'm keeping this shit while I still got it.
Yes.
Why?
I don't think that's a bad thing.
She's never seen me with short hair ever. When she met me, I had long hair.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So change is rough.
Come on, honey.
No.
Now, what, hypothetically speaking, Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to speak nothing bad into existence or anything, but when they observe this lump in your neck, it is cancer, and you have to get chemo and all your hair falls out. Wouldn't you want me to shave my head to be bald with you so we could be the interracial bald couple?
No.
Why? I think that'd be fly as hell. What?
No. I don't want... No. It won't work. Somebody's got to grab onto some hair.
See, even if in a situation like that, she still makes it about herself. Spoken like a true American wife, damn it. Oh, man, baby. Yeah. So what's been going on with the kids? Anything new with the children's? It's a new family update. That's how things go now. What's been going on with our little badass children?
Janae's doing okay. She's going to go get an upgrade from a studio to a one bedroom. So she's doing pretty good there. Yep. And I haven't had to pay her rent. So I'm happy about that.
Been coming over getting plates and food, though.
Yeah.
And groceries.
Groceries, yes.
Thanks, Mom.
I know it. But I got to help somehow. They're at least doing most of the major things. So I can't be too mad.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I want to go ahead and thank people that have reached out and asked how our son Kyle was doing after his accident that we talked about on the last podcast. Thank you guys that reached out and asked about him. He's still on some bullshit, so that means he's okay.
He's good. The swelling went down. The cut in the nose healed up nicely. It's still got a long ways to go healing-wise because he can't breathe very well. And
that part's going to take a while, though.
Yeah, that's just getting all that inflammation out.
In case you guys don't know, our son got into a work accident where a forklift crushed his face.
Mm-hmm.
And so, luckily, that hard hat pretty much saved his freaking life. So,
yeah, no, the hard hat didn't help.
Well, it trust me, it did. Luckily, it was just his face and not...
Right.
That's what I'm saying, so...
I mean, it smashed him.
Because he said he felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, compressed.
It smashed his head between... two, what are they called?
Forks on the forklift, but
no, it was cages.
Yeah, I know that he was working on, but yeah, the forks metal coming cages. Up. The forks coming up from the forklift driver, not knowing he was up there working.
Right,
didn't see him,
and so he got caught between his head got caught between both of those, and he was finally able to scream, and they stopped it.
And he said he had a hard time doing that because his face was already getting smashed.
Right.
And he was panicking and,
So, but nothing was broken. I mean, it was fucking blessing that boy.
Yeah, he's been through a lot,
nine
man.
Lives.
He's been through a lot. Ladies, if you're looking for a single 22, soon to be 23-year-old young man, whether you are a cougar, which he needs a sugar mama, holla at him, or you are a young lady looking for a man that has definitely got facial improvements after his accident. He looks a lot better now.
He's silly.
If you're looking for a young single man.
He's a good
That
one.
Works hard.
He's a very good one.
That works really hard.
And he'd love even harder.
He's simple.
Mm-hmm.
He likes Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
Air fried food. In an air fryer.
Air fried Hot Pockets.
And dabs.
That's it. He's my twin. He's like, he got everything from me. So that was good. But I smoked weed with him when I was pregnant. So that's why he's so fucking chilled.
Is that what you want to call it?
Yeah.
He is more laid back than the other ones. I can attest to that. He is.
I did not smoke weed with. And they are so high strung. It's not even fucking funny. So, don't take my advice or do. Smoke some weed while you're pregnant.
What's the Surgeon General got to say about this one?
I am not even associated with them, so I don't care.
We are never getting sponsorship.
My bad.
Did you hear what she said? During your campaign in 2024. So we heard on season 5, episode 20, you encouraged pregnant women to smoke weed. Can you comment on that?
It's a fucking weed. So yeah, yeah, I did.
It's just a plant, homie. And you know what's funny? That's going to... in the GOP race. That's going to bump you up in the polls like a motherfucker. Woo, think it woo. Won't. Change the world one puff at a time.
Right.
Let's go. That is going to be your campaign better. It ain't going to be a bunch of this bullshit. Change.
Oh, no.
MAGA. It's going to be stay high and right. You are going to win. This is a sure win. Man, I can't wait being the first man or whatever they call it.
I'm not.
I'll be the first brother.
No.
Hell yeah. I'd make a great first male, first man.
My first dude.
Man, I'd make a great one. Tell me I wouldn't.
You would.
I'd go here and talk to all kind of people about some bullshit.
You would.
Man, fuck people. I want to talk to the kids, though. That's what I'd be all about, talking to the kids.
Yeah.
All about the babies.
All that next generation.
Yeah, man. I fucks with these kids, man.
It's a huge deal. Because if you can't see that we've all fucked up, then... You can't change. Can't help the world.
That's true.
So, it's all fucked up.
Gina, 2024.
No.
Just say, I'm Gina and I approve of this message.
I'm Gina and I don't approve of this message. It is not happening.
We got to work on this. We'll talk about it, though. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Anything have you read exciting here lately? Anything new? Or... Matter of fact, how's your yoga journey been going still?
It's going good. It is going good. My hips are feeling a lot better. I can move around a lot better.
Yeah.
Now my neck and shoulders are not getting better. They're getting worse. So, and I don't know if that is because
I'm doing yoga. Hey, one thing at a time. Yeah, one thing at a time. But I'm thinking that, I mean, that's helping at the same time.
I might, if we figure out what's going on. With my neck in the first place, then I think maybe it's preparing me for whatever's going to happen.
Possibly. Yeah, I mean, it's strength and conditioning. They always encourage people, too, like in situations to where if they're going into getting a surgical procedure done or something like that, they encourage people to do a little exercise before that surgery date, get, you know, walk, a little strength and conditioning, whether it's cardio, you know, they always, if you're not doing that already in a capacity or if you're not at a job that already physically demands you anyway, something like that. But they do encourage that. But I think it's been beneficial for you, too, because you've been able to crouch. You've noticed. And I was like, and I noticed it, too, that normally Gina, when she's crouching down, like we're working out in the garden and stuff, when she stands up, she gets dizzy and wants to pass out and crack her head, crack her muffin on the planet. But
yeah,
but you haven't been doing that here.
Not
as bad.
No, yeah. not the bad ones like that.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for it. And I think actually my migraine med that I was on
might have been a contributing factor. Was
making it do that worse.
Yeah.
Than what it should be.
Right.
And that's when I got off of those. I've noticed they've slowed down a whole bunch. So it was real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I like to go outside more.
Yeah. Especially now, because it's getting ready to be cold the rest of the year. Winter is here. I can't wait. It's my favorite season.
His favorite.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Even back earlier this year, back in February, when that deep freeze even hit the heart and soul of Texas, I was like, those poor bastards. Shout out to Texas. They don't like, what is this? What is this ice and snow shit?
What is this ice?
What is this shit? What is this temperature? Yeah, man, we was up here negative 22 degrees in this bitch with some winds blowing out of Canada.
And I lost lots of plants.
Yeah, man, we lost our plants at the beginning of the season, but we made up for it.
Yeah,
we definitely did. Because somebody had 800 plants already under grow lights ready to go.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys don't think just because fall is here and winter is upon us that you cannot grow food during the winter. Yes, you can, and we will do so.
I am. I've already started a little tomato plant. So I'll have a little tomatoes.
Hey, man, them little tomatoes be smacking in your salads during the wintertime. I'm trying to tell you.
I've got more lettuce started. We're going to be doing garlic. We're a little late on the garlic, but it'll be fine. We'll just harvest it later. But carrots, we're going to get all that out there. Get some kale out. And because I would like to do a lot more kale so I can dehydrate him and get him dried.
Yeah. I'm going to get out there tomorrow, like I told you earlier. I've got to rip the okra plants out. I'm going to put some onions in there. Much more, because I still got a bunch more onion bulbs. And let those rock through the wintertime, too.
I say dry or dehydrate your kale. It's a green, and you can cook with it like it's a spice.
I'd be eating the shit out of kale when we have it.
And you get all that nutrients from...
It's heavy in vitamin C.
Yeah, you so get all good the for nutrients your immune system. From it.
Mm-hmm. And it's got omegas in it, too.
It doesn't change your meal at all. You can do that with plantain and all those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we do encourage people to really learn to grow your own food.
It is.
If you're able to do so. And you don't have to have an outside back. You don't have to have an outside backyard, front yard.
No. Nope.
You could grow food inside your house, inside your apartment, inside wherever you live, respectively.
Yep.
You could still do it. Don't think you can't. And don't let them tell you you can't.
You can do it.
Yeah, man.
Even if it's just herbs. So you can cook in the kitchen. Go for it.
Man, shit. Making your own seasonings is underrated, man.
It is.
I'm trying to tell y'all, man. It changes the game.
It does.
You ain't got to worry about reading them labels, and they got fucking sugar in it still anyway and all this type of shit. Especially if you a Lowry's lover.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, certain brands like that. Man, look at those labels. They lie to you, say there's no sugar in some of that shit, and then you'll see clearly there are grams of sugar in it.
Tons of sugar. Because they use the sugar as a preservative.
Yeah. Sugar's a preservative in damn near everything you buy in a grocery store.
And why do, you know, if you make your own herb spices.
Man.
Why do you need sugar? Because you're going to use it up anyways.
Right.
In a period of time. And a lot of herbs, they don't go bad. I mean, they lose their potency, but they don't go bad.
Yeah.
But so you can store them in a dark place.
Cool, dark place, packaged.
And
you could, yeah.
They'll be fine for
sandwich
years.
Bag them, whatever you got to do. Put them in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you have. Hell yeah. But making your own seasonings is underrated, y'all. We're giving you a gem. Hashtag ILC cooking.
And the biggest secret to that is you can do anything you want. My seasoning blend has 21 herbs in it. Herbs and spices. It's got them both.
And you think that sounds good? That's just one of them.
And I have nettles. I have turmeric. I have everything in there. That way we can get that stuff on a daily basis and not just have to, you know, just eat the plant.
Or supplement.
Right. So, yeah. Because
if you're already cooking naturally with those ingredients, yeah, you're going to get. And also get enough iron because we use a lot of cast iron.
Yeah.
So.
Changing your food equipment sometimes helps too.
Your food equipment, huh?
Yeah.
Your food tool belt.
Yeah. And those are all your tools.
Yeah.
Those are the things that you cherish. So get something that you like.
Well, it's just like I told the fellas at work, like I told you last week. I said, I'm lucky, man. Mm-hmm. I got a woman that cooks and sucks dick.
Woo! Yeah.
And they were like, Message approved.
I've been...
Now go ahead and say it. I'm Gina and I approve of this message.
I do approve of that one. And don't you fuck me over of switching these around so I approve the other one. I got you.
Oh, you do.
This one I might listen to. Make sure you're not getting me. Yeah.
Fine. All right, everybody, thank you for listening to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Hopefully you are having a good weekend or good week whenever you are listening to us. Any parting words you would like to leave everybody this time, baby, on this episode?
Let's see. Start listening to your inner sides.
Inner sides.
Yeah.
As far as what?
If you don't feel like you're on the right path, just take a breather and see which path is supposed to be opening for you.
Yeah.
Don't let doors open and not go through them. You just block yourself. Mm-hmm. So keep going.
So basically take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves.
Yep.
Whether you feel ready or not, the opportunity's right there.
Yep.
But at least you're failing in progress.
Oh, failing is fun.
You know what I'm saying? You're failing upwards. Is what I mean. Failing in an upward momentum.
So much. It's not even funny. I fail now when I'm making my salves or I'm making my body butters. I fail.
Everybody does.
I mean, I fuck up tinctures because I don't get enough irk in there. So, I mean, there's just a lot of shit.
Well, that's the part that a lot of people don't talk about. They talk about their successes, but out of every successful thing you do, you probably failed 20 other times for each successful thing you finally accomplish or do.
It's called learning.
It's part of it, man. I mean, nobody's perfect at everything they do.
If it's something that really deep down you're caring for, keep failing at it till you get it right. Because the end result will be
exactly
blessings.
Yeah, man. You're supposed to bump your head and stumble through life. That's part of learning.
It's okay.
That's part of it. Life is life.
I giggle at all of my ones in the past that I did.
Shit, I giggle at the ones I do every day. Shit. I be doing some bullshit.
Well,
but I did do a good job. I was in the human resources this last couple of weeks, so I've been on my best behavior.
That's good. Oh, goodness.
Well, my parting words is this.
Choo-choo.
No, that's the crowd cheering for Gina 2024.
The crowd.
That's my parting words right there.
The air horns. Trans.
Okay. Dom DeMarco. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. We appreciate you guys very, very much. Thank you for taking the time out to let us entertain you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully learn some nonsense, whatever, you know, whatever you look forward to listening to with us. We don't care. We enjoy doing this, and hopefully you guys will continue to enjoy listening to us. So thank you very much. Find a reason to smile at least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you are going to continue to stay pregnant, high and right.
Do not say pregnant. No.
And positive vibes as always.
Always.
All right, everybody. We will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Deuces.